But that wasn't the only aha that plopped out of those cracked eggs. Eggshells also tell us something about how these enormous birds evolved. It was known elephant birds were ratites, an ancient group of mostly big, flightless birds, including emus and cassowaries from Australia, ostriches from Africa, rheas from South America, and others.
So basically all of those big flightless birds, but they're actually most closely related to the kiwi bird, which is chicken size. So that's kind of surprising.
And for a long time, scientists had a simple explanation for how these birds landed all over the world.
Because they are mostly flightless and big, it was thought that there was a flightless common ancestor that was on the supercontinent called Gondwana. And as Gondwana broke up, some populations were trapped on those different continents. And then over time, they continued to diverge from each other, becoming more different.
These different lineages, the ostriches, the rheas, the elephant birds, split roughly when Gondwana did. That was the idea. But the DNA data fouled up this hypothesis. DNA evidence shows that many of the ratite lineages split well after Gondwana broke up. So how did these big flightless birds land all over the world?
The common ancestor, therefore, must have flown to each of the continents independently.
The data suggests that the ancestor of these ground-bound, mostly big birds was actually small and airborne.
The fact that they're mostly flightless and large seems to be sort of a coincidence. It looks like flightlessness evolved among the ratites at least 6 times independently.
Wow.
Which is very surprising.
Surprising because it means that each of these big flightless birds, the elephant bird group included, seemed to take its own winding path to flightlessness and bigness. It's a reminder, Alicia says, that in evolutionary history, the simplest or most obvious explanation isn't always the right one.
So yeah, elephant birds helps change the way we think about the evolution of all birds, really.
Science Quickly is produced by Jeff DelVisio, Talika Bose, and Kelso Harper. Our theme music was composed by Dominic Smith. Don't forget to subscribe to Science Quickly wherever you get your podcasts. Head over to Scientific American for in-depth science news. For Science Quickly, I'm Flora Lichtman.